96.3 WHUR, and it's going down in the studio. Founder of Black Girls Rock,
yes.
One of the top DJs in the country, and she's fine. Beverly Bond, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're in the middle of just an exciting second Black Girls Rock Festival taking place around the Kennedy Center, but there's so many different things going on. I mean, what a great time in D.C. So I want to thank you, Beverly, for bringing Black Girls Rock the festival back.
Well, I'm happy to be back. I think that D.C. is the perfect place for the festival. The Kennedy Center is a great partnership, and it's a great way to expand the work that we do, especially for the artists.
Yes. And, you know, the award ceremony, this whole movement has just grown. You have to really have to sit back and be proud of your baby.
Yeah. It's amazing to have had an idea.
Yes.
And then to water it and watch it grow.
Right. And if you don't know, Beverly also has, and correct me if I'm speaking out of turn, but the stuff that you don't see, the camps for young women to just spend time with each other and just, floating ideas around and getting that mentorship. You do so much more that people don't see. We see the gala and we're like, oh, wish I could get a seat.
Yeah.
But it's so much more than that. It's really grassroots, too.
Yeah, it's absolutely grassroots, too. And I feel like, in a way, we still feel a little grassroots, because I think every time you're launching and birthing and expanding, you're kind of back at the grassroots place, right?
Right.
So, we absolutely, mentoring is a big part of what we do. We do have a nonprofit as well, where we mentor girls between the ages of 13 and 17. And actually, right after the festival, we'll be announcing applications for our leadership camp.
Wonderful.
And Beverly, in this kind of an environment that I think our president has created, have you found that more people are like driven to Black Girls Rock, or is it less, or is it about the same?
I mean, I think that this message had nothing to do with the political climate. I think this message had everything to do with Black women rocking and our magic and our need to celebrate ourselves and to affirm ourselves and to support each other. So I think that we've always been, drawn to this message and movement. I will say that this has actually created a cultural paradigm shift where now Black women's narratives are at the forefront and people want it, right? So I've seen a big change in media since the launch of Black Girls Rock, and that was the goal. So to see what's happening now and to see everybody kind of wanting to embrace us, it's incredible, but we can't just take it for granted, because it doesn't necessarily mean, sometimes people follow what's on trend, and then when it's over, it's over, right? We do this, like, we rock. Our magic is real, and so for us, this is not a on-trend thing. This is forever.
Black Girls Rock Festival headlined by Alice Smith and the Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
What a beautiful way to just wrap everything up.
I mean, first of all, that lineup, I couldn't, you couldn't ask for something better. There's all kinds of Black women rocking, so let me not say that, but I mean, this is just a dream to
iconic.
Get Lauryn and to get Alice to open for her. It's just an incredible, lineup. And then we also have like Victory Boyd, and we have Ill Camille, and we have, the Secret Shows, who have, a number of really dope women, and we have our speaker series and our jam session. So it's going to be an incredible weekend.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It's like a who's who, just reading the list of all the panelists and all that. So, I mean, I know you're busy. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
How can they contact you? How can they get more information?
They can go to blackgirlsrock.com and just follow Black Girls Rock everything. And, of course, for the Kennedy Center, I think it's kennedycenter.org.
And tickets can be purchased at their box office through Kennedy Center, the website. So
awesome. I believe we are sold out.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
So luckily, you heard Beverly Bond right here with Allison and Mark in the afternoon.
And for us, it's hookup time. Thank you, Beverly. Thank you, Beverly.